Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite steps taken by city leaders to discourage gathering, a sixth night of protests continued in Los Angeles overnight. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
LA Mayor Karen Bass issuing a curfew for downtown LA that could last several days, hoping it'll stop vandalism and looting of businesses.
Law enforcement will arrest individuals who break the curfew, and you will be prosecuted.
But protesters continue to pour into the streets of downtown LA. And when hundreds of protesters briefly blocked traffic on the 101, police pounced.
The Los Angeles curfew has now been lifted. Anti-ICE protests taking place on Tuesday in many cities, including New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and Boston. Tesla CEO Elon Musk appears to be having a change of heart about what he's posted about President Trump. He went on X saying he regrets some of his past posts. Slight rise in inflation on a month-to-month basis, the government says. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he said Republicans wouldn't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not as much as Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Democratic State Senator Kel DeRoy said the same in a press conference yesterday before the Joint Finance Committee met.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, day two of the Packers minicamp. GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as again. He's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday. And I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck. It is back and it is gone.
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances. Great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, it'll be this week's edition of Broad Appeal. I'll be talking with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Trump and his loyalists, they thrive on division because it allows them to take more power and exert even more control. And by the way, Trump, he's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do we need than January 6th?
Mm-hmm. That's my gov.
That's awesome.
We're thinking of all our L.A. and California songs, and this is how we do it. This is how we do it. That's right, Governor Newsom. Mayor Bass.
A little New Jack Swing.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Although we cut out the part where it says South Central.
Stephanie Miller.
Because we had it say, Stephanie Miller does it like nobody does.
South Central does it like nobody does. I just rode my bike all through South Central this weekend.
This I go through South Central quite a bit.
Yeah, I was saying, you're living your best life. You've seen parts of L.A. I've never even been to, and I've been here 1,000 years. I'm like, oh, look at Chris. Look at that architectural delight. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I should get out of the basement now and again.
This past weekend, I went to the grand opening of the brand new train station at LAX.
You two are both fancy and cultural. Been to the Broad and all the kinds of museums. I don't know.
I think you would like the Broad. It has colorful things in it.
And it's small, so it's quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is your implication, both of you, that I too dumb and ADD? Well, I have been to the Louvre, I will have you know.
When did you go to the Louvre?
When I was in college.
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
You have to. It's kind of on the panel.
Right.
All right. We need all the love. We need all the love we can get here in LA. Oh, also, we're going to play on the freeway, right? Aretha.
Freeway of love?
Aretha makes everything better. Okay. Glenn, subject line, Dear Pretty Stephanie. Which has become the official salutation.
Oh boy.
I'm not going to read Michael on Blue Sky today because it'll make even me vomit. But okay. Glenn and San Rafael, Dear Pretty Stephanie, you are as beautiful as you are funny. And have assembled a great crew around you. Thanks for all the laughs. But we know who's the baddest bitch on the block, the liberal dynamo and inspiration to all you bastards, Randy freaking Rhodes. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Indeed. And as we know, our dear beloved Randy Rhodes is battling lung cancer. Please send her all the love and light you can. She is and will always be the baddest bitch. You are correct, Glenn. All right. Yesterday we talked to Dean Obadala about we're concerned whether the gulag, the liberal gulag we all go to eventually when he declares martial law, you know, like will it be alphabetical? Because I want to know if lesbians are next to Muslims, in which case Dean will be there. He'll be able to make me laugh.
Right.
And then you and I had a question, like, are the girl and guy gays, are all the homos going to be together?
I wouldn't suggest
that. No, here's what I would like to suggest. That if lipstick lesbians like me, I need to be with gay guys because we're going to need hair and makeup. Bella knows. I'm going to need my gel manicures. I'm going to need my eyelash extensions, my hair extensions. I guess I...
Just run a comb through your hair.
No, and you're the wrong kind of gay. I'm going to need to
totally
be
the wrong
with
kind
the
of
hair
gay.
And makeup gays. The lipstick lesbians must be... I have very few demands, Chris. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have some hairdressing friends I could introduce you
and
to.
And I need to be near Frangela. Pardon me?
I have some hairdressing friends that I could introduce you to.
Okay, thank you. Please. I clearly desperately need it. All right. Give me some more our gov, Gavin Newsom, yesterday.
This is the 79th Infantry. I know these guys well. They're under our command. They've been under my command. They're amazing young men and women. These were the folks out there protecting people in the middle of the wildfires here in L.A.
Yep.
They were protecting public safety at key checkpoints all throughout the state. These are the folks I've deployed that are now being pulled off the line to do forest management and vegetation management, preparing for wildfire season. These are the folks that are currently being deployed, now are being sent here for this theater of the absurdity.
Thank you. We are in wildfire season. I don't know if you recall. I know there's a lot of news cycles. We just had a little problem with fire here. Yeah. That's what these guys are supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Callis said, relax. Mike Johnson saying Gavin Newsom, quote, ought to be tarred and feathered, would only be a serious threat if he spelled it out in seashells. That's about noted criminal James Comey taking a picture. Seashells, because we live in the dumbest timeline. That's why. Okay. I mentioned this earlier, Chris, but that all of this $1 million Mateo said, just a friendly reminder, 1 year ago we had an immigration bill with bipartisan support that would have prevented all the current chaos, but Trump called on Republicans in the Senate to kill it.
Yep.
This is all politics for him. That's all it is, and people are going to die. Okay. One more. Gavin Newsom. Here we go.
This show, and that's all
Thank
of this,
you.
All this is. We have more than enough resources. The mutual aid system has not even been close to being tapped as it relates to local law enforcement. And I'll remind you, LA County has 88 cities. The vast majority of those cities have their own police departments.
Yes.
The California Highway Patrol. Mm-hmm. We've surged about 600 officers.
Yeah.
By the way, Dobie, thank you. L.A. has over 9,000 officers. They have a dozen helicopters. They have a SWAT team mounted police unit with 40 horses. They can handle a protest of 300 people. If that now, it's hardly any. Okay. You're being duped into believing it's a war-torn city under siege. It's not. You are gullible and you believe a con man. By the way, and this one, Paul Begala, you know, Christy Noem, who called us all criminals yesterday.
Yep.
We're a city of criminals. Paul Begala says Secretary Kristi Noem justifies armed troops in L.A., saying they're a city of criminals. Turns out homicides are down 14% in L.A. The overall crime rate in L.A. Is actually lower than Rapid City, South Dakota, and Noem's home state. I mean, how many times, how easy is it to check statistics? HRC said top 10 U.S. states by homicide rate. Are you ready? Louisiana, Louisiana, Missouri. Mississippi, Alabama, New Mexico, Arkansas, Nevada, South Carolina, Tennessee, Maryland. Those are the top 10. It says
California's nowhere near
right,
there.
Right, California with the highest population in the nation. Thank you, 40 million of us, not in the top 10. Should I do robberies next? Poverty? Thank you. Where do you want to start? And by the way, how can we be both a failed state and the fourth largest economy in the world? They keep saying, oh, these liberal policies have destroyed the state. Really? How do you get to be the fourth largest economy in the entire world?
Yeah. Well, okay, Mark Wayne Mullen opened his big fat...
way too many names.
Opened his big fat mouth this morning. He said, Newsom sucks at being a governor. Why isn't California thriving like the rest of the country? Because they have a blue state ran by a woke DEI agenda that doesn't support law and order.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just accidentally stumbled into being the fourth largest economy.
Yeah, California's GDP is 4.1 trillion. Oklahoma's, which is Mark Wayne Mullen's state, is about 235 billion.
Yeah.
So, who's doing better, Mark Wayne?
Yeah. All right, go back to your little infighting. Oh, speaking of infighting and bag of brats, wow, N2 Play on Blue Sky said, I've been making political memes for years. I've long thought of doing videos. I finally sat down with a video editor, learned a few basics. I now present to you my very first video. This one is for the Steph Heads. This is Tommy. This is Mook Tommy with Bag of Rats. Wow.
Ooh, they're shredding.
Woo!
News is a circus.
clouds ever ride. World's richest men and the press collide. Trading their bombs on a public stage. Feeding the fire, fueling the rage. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Tearing each other like alley cats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Tweets are the ammo. Their ego's the gun. A battle royale where nobody's won. The world shakes its head. We're the joke of the show. But we grab our popcorn and enjoy the blow by blow. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Tearing each other like alley cats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Wow. Some shredding, as the kids say. Oh, fantastical.
Yeah.
By the way, here's an old-timey joke that Bella won't get. Follow back said, Pat Benatar just turned 45, but she still rocks like she's 33 and a third.
She's older than 45.
No. The joke is about records.
It. Okay. No.
We used to have records, you see, and we had a little, what's the thing? Stylus?
No.
The thing that goes in the middle when you want to play a 45. 33 and a third was the big album. What?
The stylus is what plays.
All right. We have this thing, the spindle.
Hey,
the spindle.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I know. That's right. She's 70 something. I understand, but the joke was funny because it's about records for 45s or 33 and a third. Okay. Oh, by the way.
I think that tickled just you, honestly.
It's hilarious. an old-timey record joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By the way, Benzatar on Blue Sky said, I'm seriously enjoying the Pat Benatar tunes and references. Oh, because I finally stumbled into what it was. What's the name of the song when the L.A. Lakers were the champions?
All Fired Up.
All Fired Up was our song. What was the other one we played yesterday?
Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice. Someone said L.A. didn't survive fire to be taken down by ice.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Fire and Ice. There's a Pat Benatar song for everything. Anyway, she said, I'm a huge fan of hers and yours. Her song Invincible is what will get us through this fascist regime. On her current tour, Pat dedicates the song to the we're all going through right now. I didn't even know she's being a sexy liberal badass on tour. Yes.
Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, we are rocking. We are headbanging this morning. Anita.
Okay.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello. Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
Hiya.
Good morning. You know who Gavin Newsom reminded me of last night when he did that speech? He reminded me of Michael Douglas in The American President.
Ah,
he
my
just
favorite
is
movie.
So hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know. It's your favorite movie. I knew you'd like that.
Okay. All right.
And what is that thing? What was that thing called that
Shut
you
up.
Put in the middle of the 45?
It's called the adapter. It was called an adapter.
What was the name of that?
It was called an adapter.
Adapter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have this fight every
what did we
one
call
to two
it?
Years.
A spider. You could call it a spider. Some people call it a spider because it had like legs.
It was a little round thing that you put in the... Yeah, go ahead. And
just that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to play your record. Also, I just heard that Greg Abbott has requested the National Guard to come to San Antonio this weekend.
My God.
Which doesn't surprise me, but Austin, San Antonio, they've gotten bigger. The protests have gotten bigger since, you know, Donald Trump is helping in L.A.,
yeah.
So,
Of course.
And that's happening all over the country.
Yeah, I know. I said, coming soon to a city near you. We are the test case.
Well, Greg Abbott called out his own National Guard in Texas against protesters there.
Because San Antonio is a blue city. Okay. Covey, by the way, said, this is the Gavin Newsom I like, not the one that's chummy with Charlie Kirk. Exactly. He was on with our friend Brian Tyler Cohen yesterday. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Do you have any confidence that Pete Hegseth will be as principled as Mark Esper was?
Pete Hegseth's a joke. He's a joke. Everybody knows it. So in over his head. What an embarrassment. And that's just guy's weakness masquerading as strength. I don't even know he masquerades as strength.
Oh.
Yeah. This is the Gavin Newsom fighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we like. But I, you know, it's, we keep talking about rapid response. Yeah. That's how, the only way to deal with this wall of lies we always deal with from Trump and the GOP. Mm-hmm. And he's showing how you do it. You got to. He's like retweeting in real time.
Yeah.
He's tweeting the pictures of troops like laying on the ground with no food or water, no orders. I mean, it's just he's exposing like hourly just the sham this entire thing is. Mm-hmm. So good on it. Good on my gov. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We like him again.
Yes. I'm a noted flip-flopper. I'm a Libra, so, you know.
Yeah. You can't help it.
All right. Malcolm Nance coming up 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FERF.
And
do we have fantastic FERF news? That's another.
We
I've added
do.
An F word. Freedom From Religion Foundation is experiencing what its co-president calls the Trump bump, right? They have reported a 68% rise in donations since Trump won, 77% increase since he took office. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is co-sponsoring this weekend's No Kings rallies. Now is the time. Join us, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. That is ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. You're seeing it in real time. Text fees may apply.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. I use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah. Just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, well, even the 101.
Well.
Shut up, maggots. It was closed for 5 minutes 3 days ago. God.
There's also one exit that is still closed.
Yes.
Yeah. For God's sakes.
You can go around.
Yeah, totally. Yes. You get off at the next exit.
Yeah.
Take Pico.
Yeah.
It works every time.
Pico doesn't go anywhere near the 101.
Just take it's I'm telling you, it's a time saver. It's a time in memoriam. Just take Pico.
Venice Boulevard to get to the West Side.
Oh,
Venice
fine.
Boulevard.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now we're in the Californians. Wide. You know how easy it is to stumble into the
You can take Fountain and then you can go
during rush hour. Fountain. What are you doing here? Okay. Sorry. Give me one more, Gavin Newsom, please. Thank you. Well,
which one?
I'm sorry. Eight.
Eight. Okay.
Okay.
He's calling for a sitting governor to be arrested for no other reason than to, in his own words, for getting elected. And we all know this Saturday. He's ordering our American heroes, the United States military, and forcing them to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday. Just as other failed dictators have done in the past.
Go on. Go on with your bad self. Yeah, he summed it up yesterday. He said, on Saturday morning, federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van near a Home Depot parking lot. They began grabbing people. You should have seen this, the way they were militarized and rushing at people that are just, you know, trying to feed their families as if they're hardened criminals. A deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb and other actions, a U.S. citizen 9 months pregnant was arrested. A four-year-old girl was taken. Families separated, friends quite literally disappearing. In response, everyday Angelenos came out to exercise their constitutional right to free speech and assembly to protest their government's actions. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation, putting our people, our officers, even our National Guard at risk. Trump, he's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do you need than January 6th? And then he ended by saying, if you exercise your First Amendment rights, please, please do it peacefully. I know many of you feeling deep anxiety, stress, and fear, but I want you to know you're the antidote to that fear and anxiety. What Donald Trump wants most is your fealty, your silence to be complicit in this moment. Do not give it to him. I said it yesterday, Chris. He's trying to, he threatened protesters. By the way, he didn't say violent, just protesters. If anybody protests his big birthday parade, you're going to be met with overwhelming force.
So
he is directly threatening Americans that disagree with him.
Right.
Do not let that make you double and triple down to turning out this Saturday. I know for me, because I'm traveling, and I thought, I don't know if I can. I was asked to speak here, which I wish I could, but I'm going to, I will be actually going from Charlotte to Lynchburg, Virginia on Saturday for my nephew's play. But you know what? I'm like, I already talked to my sister. There's one everywhere. There's one there. I'm going to find the one in Lynchburg, Virginia. Let this make you double and triple down on saying you, Cheeto Leaney, right? You know, this is as American as it gets, is our right to peacefully assemble and protest.
Right.
And everybody from Mayor Bass, who we had on yesterday, to Gavin Newsom, of course, says peacefully. Nobody's inciting violence except Donald Trump.
Right. It's chilling to think that, you know, he wants to quell all protest at the parade. Someone who just holds up a sign that says no more kings.
Right.
He wants to arrest and detain that person.
Right. As the signs say, Trump. That is the...
The graffiti all over the buildings. And
no,
the
it's on the signs, too.
Yeah,
on the signs. All over Keep it on the signs. Yeah. Don't do it on the buildings, right. For God's sakes. And meanwhile, Speaker Johnson called for Gavin Newsom to be tortured, and that's normal now.
Right.
Okay, Malcolm Nance next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Milwaukee judge facing charges accused of helping a man here illegally try to avoid ICE agents has raised a lot of money for her defense. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
With her July 21st trial approaching, Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed.
And we're seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the last week or so. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the number of hospital visits for tick bites has doubled from the start of May to the start of June. We're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, the highest number of tick bites is in the Northwoods. Here in southern Wisconsin, there have been fewer hospital visits than we're seeing statewide. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. And yesterday we reported Wisconsin set a new record for tourism spending. Well, Madison and Dane County have done the same. Destination Madison says 9.2 million people visited the area last year. On average, they spent more than $4 million a day. Spending increased in a bunch of categories, including food and drink, lodging, retail, entertainment, and transportation. The hospitality industry gained 500 jobs here in Dane County as a result. Last year, Madison hosted Ironman, the World Dairy Expo, and the Wisconsin season of Top Chef aired on TV. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key & Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North news editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
On January 6th, with violence
against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol. We beg the President of the United States to send in the National Guard. He would not do it. Not only would he not do it, when law enforcement people were being harmed, some later died, he would not send it in when an insurrection that he incited was causing damage to those assigned to protect the Capitol.
Yeah. Thank you, once and always, Speaker Pelosi.
In the contra-constitutional way, he has sent the National Guard into California. Something is very wrong with this picture. Inconsistent in his actions, contrary to his own statement that he couldn't, of a year ago, that he couldn't send anyone in without the governor's consent, any place, and in violation of the Constitution.
Okay, oh, that old thing, the Constitution. You know, if only someone had written a book about January 6th called They Want to Kill Americans, about an actual insurrection. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry I shouted.
You shouted the shouty McShoutface.
Yeah. He'll do the shouting now.
Let's dance. Let's dance. To the sound with Steffi. Let's
yep.
dance.
Let's do it.
Put on your big boy Let's pants. Dance.
Oh, hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
You know, hearing David Bowie say my name is the only pleasure I get in life anymore. Aww. After that, it is just all anger and rage. But...
yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear you. By the way, yeah. you talk about going to these protests with a loudspeaker. You're the only person that does not need a loudspeaker or a bullhorn of any kind. But for the rest of us, you said, will someone in L.A. get down to the National Guard with a massive loudspeaker, play YMCA in the Navy nonstop? Let's turn the protests into a dance party.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
In fact, I'm working with veterans groups. I wrote a Substack yesterday where we go over the details of that. Mm-hmm. This requires an understanding of soldier, sailor, airman, marine, guardsman mentality. They are in what we would call BS duty right now. And that's the phrase they'll use. They'll say, oh, this is BS. Well, what we want to do is send down senior non-commissioned officers, judge advocate generals, and use the community to change the video narrative. You guys know I'm always talking about the meta narrative,
yeah. The
big framework around things. You, the citizens of Los Angeles right now, can do something fun. Fun trouble. You can change the entire meta-narrative of the Trump deployment of these guardsmen and Marines by turning the line of confrontation right there in front of their face, changing it into a dance party. Put music on, have people come down, I don't know, in taco costumes and start twerking. I don't care. I'm not joking.
Bella, you go. I'm too old
I've
to twerk.
Already run this
I'll
fight.
Throw out a hip. All right, go ahead.
I've run this past about 20 senior veterans, and we all broke down laughing going, the one visual you want is to change the narrative from tough, strong Marines deployed to see Reese sees the city into... these guys are in a sucky deployment,
yes.
In a sucky situation.
We said that.
By a sucky president, by a drunk Secretary of Defense who is wasting their time.
And our money.
But they get a disco dance party.
Thank you. And Malcolm, we've already said it. It's effing ridiculous. It's three blocks. There's hardly anything going on there. It's you know, 80%, you know, ICE and National Guard and Marines, 20% media. I mean,
first off, the Marines aren't here yet.
No.
I don't know if they've arrived,
well, I mean,
but they're not.
I'm talking about, just law enforcement. It's way more law enforcement than there are protesters.
Remember I was a consultant at Warner Bros. I went to L.A. 100 times. I think I went to downtown once.
That's what I was saying.
Is the train station down there?
Yes.
It is. Station is there.
I don't think I've been since college. Most of us.
The only reason I went there is because they were doing a film shoot there.
Right.
I've never been to downtown. And these people have turned the image of that three square block area. I heard your interview yesterday. Brilliant with the mayor,
Karen.
But there is no invasion. There is no terrorist occupation. What's happening to you now is You are the visual for large convoys of Marines, large convoys of National Guards, which Trump said he's going to re-seize the city from militants. You can destroy that entire narrative.
Yeah.
When you see these convoys, drive by with pride flags. Get the photo in there with the news media that they are deploying for nothing, and it's
BS. Yes, you said bring a loudspeaker, rainbow flags, tacos, form a pride parade dance party when you show them this is what they're suffering for, offer them a taco. Yeah.
We got a few tacos in this city.
You said go.
Not joking.
But I'm surprised your whole piece this morning. I'm surprised you weren't in all caps this morning because it was very shouty. You just said, you all know me by now. Let me start this discussion by saying no one can ever say to my face, I don't know who or what a terrorist is without seriously risking getting knocked flat on their ass.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so hot when I hear complete idiots and media pundits mimic the ridiculous assertion that foreign terrorists and militants have taken over Los Angeles. Yeah, if you're watching the Fox News, we're all Nakatomi Plaza, like the entire Nakatomi Tower, the entire city is. You said as a career intelligence professional, I will assess this belief as high confidence of being effing ridiculous. I mean, it is ridiculous. Malcolm, we're here. I mean, we're here in L.A.
Yeah, and, you know, you're all going to go out to elegant lunches, margaritas, all the things these soldiers and Marines are not getting. So go down there with the giant speaker. Oh, of all the things you must do, play in the Navy by the village people. Nothing will make them laugh, want to dance. The minute you get those guys smiling, laughing, doing selfies, this occupation framework is over. They want to think you're Fallujah. We're going to make them think that they're part of LA Pride.
And by the way, you retweeted, I don't know when you have the words to use that are FCC compliant. When Kristi Noem said they're not a city of immigrants, they're a city of criminals. What did Trump called us yesterday? A pile of criminal trash or something. This is an American president talking to an American city, right?
He said that you were a city of terrorists. The city had been occupied by terrorists, foreign militants, foreign criminal gangs, of all freaking words for him to use, insurrectionists, right? And that it had been taken over by leftist militants. These are all the phrases he used. Nothing is further from the truth. One, again, change the meta narrative by changing this deployment into American citizens, showing these soldiers, sailors, airmen, guardsmen, Marines, what they are protecting, which is dance parties and tacos. Deliver them food. They're not being given food.
I know.
Being given water. They're eating MREs. MREs constipate you. All they have in there is they're going to give them water and sodas. So get the people, the local citizens, to make up a boatload of tacos, have it delivered, and say, this is from the citizens of Los Angeles. Please come out to our dance party out front.
Don't we learn something new from Malcolm every week? I did not know MREs constipate you. We could bring them some colon blow as well. Bring them some prunes and also some tacos. Okay. You know, but Malcolm, on a serious note, talk about how dangerous this is. So Ice Barbie, speaking of Kristi Noem, has asked Drunky McRapey, Secretary Kegbreath, to instruct soldiers deployed to Los Angeles to help arrest rioters, even though the military is barred from domestic law enforcement. Legal experts say that letter is a grave escalation that could be a sign the Trump administration is planning to invoke the Insurrection Act. I mean, to tell first of all, they're armed with only weapons, not tear gas or anything. Marines are trained to kill. Like, so you're going to now tell them to lay hands on people in Los Angeles?
Well, apparently right now they're undergoing 3 days of training with the National Guard to wear the National Guard helmet, shields, and carry California National Guard shields. This isn't even a manpower thing. This is an intimidation operation. It's designed there. I'm not joking. They're going to road patrol from, I understand they're going to be in the airport and other parts of the city, which means they're going to be stuck on the 5 and the 101 for hours and hours.
Right.
And they're designed to, they're coming with armored vehicles and mobile, you know, amphibious tanks. So the purpose of this is to give the impression it is a war zone. You, every one of you, must get there and make the visual that it is not a war zone. They are bringing weapons because they have been told armed, gunned guerrillas have invaded this country. That is a lie. Yeah. I have been in countries where there are armed guerrillas, gunmen, warlords, and that we have invaded. You've got to, when someone says that, immediately stop and call them a liar to their face. There has been no invasion since when? The Spanish-American War and Santa Anna came to San Antonio? These people are mentally ill. Kristi Noem, the dog killer, yep. Which is, by the way, whenever you mention her name, you should remind people of that.
Puppy killer.
All right, the puppy killer, all right, is out there. She is trying to incite this nationwide. By the way, the president's statement was not specific to Los Angeles. It was a nationwide statement. I'm going to Philadelphia for No Kings this Saturday. Every dang one of you had better come out for No Kings around this country because they're planning on sending troops to Philadelphia now.
Yeah.
And Baltimore and Chicago and New York City.
Thank you. Trump threatens to use, quote, heavy force against anyone who protests his military parade this weekend. And note, he makes no exception for peaceful protesters. You said your orders June 14th is No King's Day. March everywhere. March in your front yard. March all over America. This has to be the biggest march in American history. Planet. By the way, I was saying, let it make you double and triple down. I'm going to be traveling, but you know what? I'm going to go find the one in Lynchburg, Virginia, where I'm going to be at my sister's, because that's where I'm going to be. Because he wants, this is all to intimidate, to make people not turn out this Saturday, Malcolm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me tell you something. There's a Washington, D.C. group of people we can't control, right? They live in Washington, D.C., and if they all start chanting no effing kings while Trump gets serenaded with happy birthday, what's he going to do? Number two, when you guys hit these protests, especially in Los Angeles, for God's sake, start bringing American flags. And if you're going to fly the Mexican flag, fly the American one next to it so that you show people it's Americans that they're attacking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're actually, Elon Musk got over 1 million likes with a guy on top of a vehicle with a Mexican flag. Great, we have that heritage or culture, but this is the every person within the continental United States has all the rights of the Constitution and that protection of that flag.
Can I just say, spare me? Jim Jordan said, in America, we fly the American flag. You wrote the book literally on January 6th where they flew the Confederate flag, Trump flags.
Yep. Gadsden flag.
Charlottesville, where they flew Nazi
the American
flags.
Flag. They tore down the American flag to put up the Trump flag.
Yep.
Thank you.
You can hear it from these hypocrites. Don't get into that fight.
Yep.
Right? Just call him a Nazi and move on.
And by the way, just think one more on January 6th. This is for you, media. Our friend Michelangelo Signorelli said, when Trump said to reporters, protesters supposedly spitting on the police, we will protect law enforcement, not one reporter said, what about January 6th? Mm-hmm. Why did you pardon cop assaulters? Not one news anchor asked Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, Stephen Miller making the rounds. It's all forgotten. I mean, come on. That's journalism 101.
Hey, you guys, there is no journalism in the United States that's independent anymore.
Yeah.
They are all part of that machine, with the few exceptions, Lawrence O'Donnell's, Rachel Maddow's, you know, Mike Steele's, rare exceptions now. Everyone is getting cowed, all right?
Yeah.
Now, what's his name, Terry Moran.
Gets fired by ABC. Yes.
Gets fired by ABC. In case you haven't seen it, there's a hashtag, boycott ABC. Yeah. ABC needs to go the way of Target. They already
bent the knee to, you know, on the stupid George Stephanopoulos thing where they would have won that lawsuit.
Yeah. Midas Touch has already offered him a job.
Pay him off.
Yeah.
Right. Well, great. Everyone should offer him a job. I meet Jim Acosta all the time now. He's running town halls defending American democracy. It is incumbent upon every one of you this weekend. 76.5 million of you voted for Kamala Harris. 76.5 million of you can show up for an impromptu No King's Day this weekend to help show the world we do not bend the knee to a tyrant. We do not live with a dictator. If you read the Declaration of Independence, it's talking about Donald Trump. No kings. King Mad King Donald the last needs to go. And we're going to start the second American Revolution to save the values of the first this weekend.
That's what we're talking about. Can I just say, if you're not mad enough, two more from here, the epicenter right here in L.A. Covey says it cost American taxpayers $134 million for the Trump administration to send active duty Marines and the National Guard to L.A. to sleep on the floors in the basement of federal buildings. Heather says Trump threatened to cut off California from federal funding, then wasted $143 million on sending more troops to L.A. than they had in Afghanistan and Iraq in 2021. Oh, this is where we are. Turn out this Saturday. Take your marching orders from our friend, who was, in fact, in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, can I ask you a quick Navy question before we go? So the people that were, like, cheering them, taking Harvey Milk off the name off the battleship, said, you know, oh, he was only whatever in the Navy. He wasn't an admiral. How many ships are named after admirals in the Navy? Is that the new bar?
No, the actual naming convention was doing lower enlisted people. They removed, this Whiskey Pete removed Medgar Evers, man that landed in Normandy on D-Day off of another ship because he's black.
Exactly.
Y'all need to march. Now you got me mad.
Now he's shouty.
Somebody, I want to see a video of somebody down at those guardsmen playing in the Navy in the next hour.
All right. Get down there.
You've got your orders.
Marching orders from Malcolm.
Got it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Malcolm.
All right.
See you this weekend.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Guess what I just got?
What?
Oh my, okay, Father's Day is coming up. I'm just telling you, the all-day tee and studio pant collection. I got the black color. Oh my God, they're so soft. They're as soft as their jammies and their sheets.
Wow.
Oh my God, incredibly soft, breathable, made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. I think I might travel. Oh my God, it's so cute. They're like a little, you know, black loungy pants, black t-shirt. Oh my God, so
soft. Wear them to the airport.
I think I will.
There you go.
Okay, I'm just saying, Cozy Earth. They just deliver luxury you can truly feel, quality you can count on day after day. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets. Oh my God, made from viscose from bamboo. So soft, so temperature regulating. The jammies, amazing. And the new all day tee and studio pant collection. So fantastic. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. Yes. Tell me this. Tell me the truth. How many potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, es no bueno.
No. That's
listen
too
up,
much.
Right? In the ingredients in this one bottle. I love it, love it, love it so much. It's so citrusy and beautiful going on. It's so smooth. Ah. Pardon me. I needed a minute. It can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducer. All of it made in the U.S. of the A with the highest quality of ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. I notice it. Do you notice I'm glowing?
You are.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Healthier complexion. Aww. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. And save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience, Vibrience.com/Stephanie. All right, 57 minutes after the hour. Okay, someone did it. Someone put the, you know, the stair chair, the chair, the thing, the Olivia Soprano's thing for Air Force One with Trump in it. They said, here's the upgrade Air Force One that won't cost the taxpayers $1 billion. So Trippy McTripperson from Trip Down doesn't trip again.
Yep.
Oh, good. Stephen Colbert, can I have 16?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This weekend, when he was trying to walk up the steps of Air Force One, he went all stumbly, wumbly, boop. Strongman go boom. He's a real Benito Whoopsilini, a Adolf Tripsler. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. That's enough of that. Joseph Fallon? King John Oops. Okay, King John Oops worth it? No, okay.
I love one of our favorite alpha liberals, Eric Swalwell, retweeted the Taco Fell because it combines two of the memes that he hates.
Yep.
Taco, Trump always chickens out with that he fell, that he went whoopsie, went boom, boom. Taco Fell. Don't retweet that. It makes him mad. He hates it when you laugh at him.
Oh, he hates it.
Dictators
so
hate
much.
That. Yeah. Don't do it. Taco Fell. Okay, Carlos El Rocky next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen join us for a Wednesday roundtable, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for his new take on Governor Evers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a new trade deal with China. The U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and the U.S. will agree to let Chinese students continue attending U.S. colleges and universities. Tariffs on Chinese goods will also be totaling 55%. Inflation picked up a bit last month as higher prices for groceries and some imported goods were offset by cheaper gas, travel services, and rents. Tesla's CEO appears to be backing off his criticism of the CEO of the country.
Elon Musk this morning is expressing some remorse, posting, quote, "I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far," though he doesn't say which posts he feels went too far. Musk, of course, spent a lot of last week ripping into the president over his budget bill, his tariffs, even suggesting impeachment and leveling that deeply personal attack, accusing the president of being involved in the Epstein file.
ABC's Mary Bruce, the curfew now lifted in Los Angeles. Following protests against ICE immigration raids. This is